Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, folks?
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
How are you?
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
TGIF.
That's right.
We're off school today.
Oh, Jesus. Am I off school too?
No.
Why are you guys off
school? It's a staff development day.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for the first time, did I tell you this last week that my kids that were skipped, we skipped open house last night?
No, you didn't really say. No, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, my kids are like, well, so LB school is doing, having a laser tag, like a fundraiser.
Right.
So their campuses are different. So
I like
they,
that.
So for the middle school, they were doing this laser tag thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is cute because LB wanted to go. I love laser tag.
Uh-huh.
And Sadie and Xander love laser tag. And LB really loves laser tag. But she said most of the eighth graders are like too cool for school now and they don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But she rounded up a couple friends.
Good.
She was like, let's not care about what's cool or not. It's fun.
Yeah,
let's
I know,
go.
Right.
So Sadie and Xander were like, last year, the same thing happened. Their open house was on the same night as the laser tag.
Uh-huh.
And we went to their open house.
Right.
And this year they're like, we've been there, done that.
Yeah, well,
like, you know what goes on in our classroom.
Right.
They're not even interested anymore.
Right.
They're such lame ducks.
Yeah,
they're about to graduate. They're like, no, we'd rather go to laser tag. And I was like, great with
done
me.
And done. Don't got to tell me twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's
so
good.
Open house is so dumb.
It is.
It's 1 hour. The actual open house part where you go in the classroom is for 1 hour. Guess what? I can go in the classroom anytime I want.
I know. And look around.
If I want to go in the morning, I could walk around.
Right.
Hey, what are you guys doing? This
right.
looks cool.
Right. Exactly.
How
exactly.
about after school? They can show me whatever. Why do we have to have a special night for that?
I know. I don't need to see Sonny's lame drawings anymore either, by the way. And that the fact that you teachers can't put it up with the rest of the class. You got to have it like down in the corner. Like facing towards the wall, basically. His
right.
artwork once was down.
I remember.
Oh, my God. It was awful. Like, all right. Thank God that torture is over.
And his science fair thing.
Oh, the science.
He had to make the
giant
out of boxes or
oh,
whatever.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, he beat the system because he took a shoebox, painted it black, he said,
right.
and he put two dots on it. And he said, it's a domino.
Right.
I beat the system. What the fuck does that mean? Okay.
He's a little Adam.
I know. I kind of understand what he's saying, but still, I don't know. I'm so glad that charade is over with.
I know there are a lot of parents that would be like, and
I was one of them.
That would be like, oh, it's fifth grade. They don't do that in middle school. That'll be the last time. But you know what? Good
yeah,
riddance.
Yeah, bye.
I'm saying goodbye 1 year early. I went all the way through it with Elby.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen every, also, I've seen a lot of those classrooms twice at
yes.
this point.
Oh, yeah.
I've had some of those teachers.
That's true.
Some of those teachers, I'm on my third time with them.
Yeah.
Because Elby had one of them, and then Sadie had one, and now Xander has the same teacher.
Yeah.
Guess what? I know what they do already.
Right.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yes.
Not to be a grouch, but you know what I'm not grouchy about?
Wonder Beauty.
Oh, my God. I love Wonder
Listen,
Beauty.
Listen, I was just saying before the show, I'm really, like, I love, we talk about the makeup, but let's talk about their eye masks for a second.
Oh, my God.
Their face
I love
masks.
It.
Oh, my God. I used their – they gave us that travel kit one.
Mm-hmm.
I used the middle one that's like pomegranate, and
yeah.
it's like red and it's sticky, but it's a mask. My skin, honest to God, was like butter after that, after I used it. Because I used it before the 10th anniversary. I wanted a glow. And it worked. It was great.
Yeah,
I
and they
love
have
it.
Those little – they have those under eye pads, the gold – yeah, that you put under your eyes
mm-hmm.
that are great.
Those are great.
And some of products that are – some of those eye things can make my eyes irritated because
yeah.
I have very sensitive eyes and my eyes will be burny. Nothing with that.
No,
it was really good.
I know. No, I know. We're not even looking at the copy because we're talking about how much we love.
Oh,
yeah, see, there it is. You probably seen Heidi Klum using their baggage claim gold eye mask on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. We don't need this. We don't need them to tell us.
Get this copy out of my face.
Yeah, go away. I love – well, you know I'm absolutely obsessed with the foundation, the powder.
Yes.
It looks like it comes in a compact like powder,
mm-hmm.
and it goes on super smooth. I love it. It takes 2 seconds to put on my foundation.
Right.
And then I love the blush that has the glow yes. and a little bit of color, and it's a perfect mm-hmm. – oh, my God. I just love their
and
makeup.
And also the lipstick they sent us. I don't know what color yeah. it is, but I love it. And it stayed on all day yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love their product. Get some – we promise you you'll like it. You get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/FCOL. That's wanderbeauty.com/FCOL for 20% off. And now, guess what? We get to do two ads in a row for products that we fully love and believe in. Third Love.
Love Third Love, of
Third
course.
Third Love. I swear to God right now, I'm
wearing
a Third Love.
She's wearing her Third Love.
I'm wearing a black mm-hmm. Third Love t-shirt bra, mm-hmm. 24/7 bra. I wear them 24/7.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even feel like taking it off to go to bed.
I know.
Because I'm like, it's not even bothering me.
That's true.
They don't
so
ride
true.
Up. They don't dig. The straps don't fall down. Mm-hmm. They're great bras. And they have... The cup has like – it's not padded or push-up. It's just a little bit of like foam.
Right.
Like, but
like a lining.
Thin.
Yeah.
Like a lining yeah. that's really thin that makes it super comfortable.
Right. And you know what else about that? With the t-shirt bra, when you're wearing the t-shirt, it doesn't – you don't really see nip, you know, when it gets a little cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
That's – I realized that the other yeah. day. Yes. You guys, try if you haven't. I don't know what you're waiting for. Unless yeah. you're a dude.
It feels like a sneaker, but looks like a bra.
That's right.
Sweatpants for your boobs.
That's right.
We've come up with a lot of pretty genius
yes,
taglines
we have.
For them.
I don't know. You're welcome,
they
Third
should
Love.
Pay us a little extra. Yeah. We love you guys. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL to find your perfect fitting bra. Get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/FCOL for 15% off. That's all of our ads for now.
Yeah.
For now.
So, what else is going on?
Okay. Let's see. I was last week or early in the week, I was telling you about the weekend.
Right.
And I hadn't gotten to – this is not super newsy, but I got robbed at the mall.
You did. You got shaken.
I got shaken down.
I
well,
don't know.
But it's my own fault. And I'm going to tell you this. And I know, because I know you've been there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I actually was there.
I'm not,
the same day.
I'm not rich.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I am somebody who definitely looks for sales. I buy mm-hmm. a lot of stuff at Target.
Me too.
I try not to buy my kids new stuff all the time. And if I do, it's like a t-shirt here and there,
right.
you know? But I got to say, Elby's at this age where she, you know, she's into what she wears.
Mm-hmm.
And as we've talked about, I think something gets brought up in me where I remember that each thing I got was such a big deal because
mm-hmm.
I got like two pairs of jeans.
Right.
And I didn't always get like the exact kind I wanted
yes.
that I felt so cool in.
Right.
I got like something like adjacent.
Yes.
Like
you got
cool
Shemendifer adjacent. You got like Shemendify.
Yeah. And not even necessarily the rip. I mean, I did go through that phase where my mom tried to buy me the ripoff. But then I think we got to a point where it was like, she was like, you don't need Guess.
Right.
So you can get just a pair of jeans that are cute.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, mm-hmm. like, I just never, you know, I just remember always feeling like I don't have
yeah.
really cute clothes.
Right.
So I guess I get a little bit like, because LB doesn't, she's not a kid who's like, can I have this? Can I have that? Can mm-hmm. I have this? She's not.
Right.
She understands that most of the time I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
But we're at, we're at the mall. Okay. So here's what happened. Sadie had a friend come over and I love this girl. Mm-hmm. This is the one that I always tell you. I just adore. I adore this. This
yes,
is the one who they who stopped being friends with Sadie for like a year
right,
and a half.
Right, and then you guys they got back like as
they're
if,
back.
Yeah, and
okay.
they're like, why didn't we talk? Yeah,
yes. Mm-hmm. But in my defense, Sadie definitely got blown off by the girl.
Right,
and
yeah.
the mom wouldn't talk to me about it. Remember,
right.
I was like trying not to be needy, but being like, what happened? Is everything
yeah.
okay? And she'd be like, yeah, they're just busy. She's just busy.
Right.
She wasn't busy. She wasn't friends with my kid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart is still a little broken about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm happy that they're back. And the girl could not be cuter. She's really fun. She's so easy. And also the mom is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's just an easy, cool mom.
Yeah. That's
so
a plus.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
And now that they're kind of friends again. It's like I texted the mom on Saturday and I was like, hey, What's your daughter doing? I've said her name before. It doesn't matter because I only say nice things. But her name's Layla. Mm-hmm. But I was like, hey, what's Layla doing? And she's like, oh, she's busy today and tonight, but she's free tomorrow. I was like, great. Can I take – so the next day I was like, hey, is she still free? Can I take her to the mall? She's like, sure. Yeah, no problem. What time do you want her?
Yeah.
I'm like, great.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
She comes over. Again, just the kind of kid that's fun and outgoing but not too fun and outgoing where you're like,
all right, settle down.
Yeah. Like she's just upbeat.
Yeah.
And if Sadie's like – Sadie likes kids that like – she doesn't want to be the boss all the time and have to come up with everything. So if Sadie's like, hey, so we'll go to the mall. Hey, do you want to – so Sadie said, can we walk around on our own? Now, I started letting Elvy do that at 11. So I was like, sure. This girl's got what, like a – it's not an Apple Watch, but it's like a smartwatch.
Right.
So she can get phone calls on it.
Okay.
But that's it's good. Not like check your email or anything, she can get a call on it. So I got added to her contact. So anyway, it was fine with her mom. I let them walk around for an hour. I gave like Sadie like $10 and then they were shopping, and then they told me that they went into the Gucci store.
Can you imagine? He's a little too.
Because Sadie is hilarious. So I guess Sadie she goes, I really wanted to ask like how much stuff was. She said people were looking at us. You know the Topanga Mall.
Oh, I love that.
How uppity they are there, though. Yeah. Like how they'll have like they have stores with security guards.
I haven't.
Like they
been
have
there
a Tiffany store.
They do.
Oh, they have like a Chanel store. They act like they're like on Rodeo.
Oh my God!
It's the guys. You're the Topanga Mall.
Right.
Relax.
Well, yeah. Settle down. You're in the Valley.
Yeah.
That was my mall growing up. They had an ice cream. They had an ice skating rink. I say this.
Yeah.
All
that's
the time.
Well. That was the one that's south. That was the Promenade Mall. Then there's the big mall is like a few blocks north.
Wait a minute. No, the Promenade is on Topanga down more south. If you're coming from where I lived.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We're being like that SNL sketch right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the – okay.
The Topanga Mall had an ice skating rink.
Well, it's like across the street.
But now the Promenade has an ice skating rink, outdoor rink.
Well, okay. So there's it goes ice skating rink, then the Village, and now the big Topanga Mall. Anyway, the point is – that it's huge mall. And anyway, they had a great time. And then I was also with Xander and Elby. And then, so Xander worked, you know how Xander works me for those brands.
Oh, yeah. He likes the brands.
Brands. Yeah. He's like, everything has to be, well, he's okay with, he likes Nike. He likes Adidas. He likes Champion. He wears the t-shirt, but it has to be a long sleeve t-shirt with like a cool brand. He's so finicky.
Really?
Oh my God. It's hilarious.
It's funny. We were just talking about boys and their brands and their clothes. Because I took the girls to the mall, Natalia and Olivia, and we left Sonny at a basketball game with his friends, but Sonny's best friend was there, Jensen, and the other kids, they weren't playing that day, but they were dressed. I was like, Jensen in his skinny jeans, he looks so cute with the gel in his hair. And like, why can't Sonny dress nice like that? Sonny wears the same thing every day, every single day.
What does he wear?
He just wears Pumas or whatever, sweat, shorts. Yeah. He doesn't wear pants. He's shorts, sweat. If it has a tie, he wears it. If it's got buckles or a belt or a any. It's sweat shorts and a t-shirt and his UCLA jacket every single day.
Yeah, that's kind of Xander.
Every day. Right. But Sonny, like, doesn't – like, but his friends now are getting older and I'm seeing them. Like, they're all dressed nice. If I don't see them on a day, usually I see him in his basketball. But now I'm looking at Jensen going, what? Why? And Natalia's like, I know, right? It makes me mad too, Mom. Like, in fact, Natalia told you this. She had an outing with the boys and the boys got to pick – an outfit out for the girls, and the girls got to pick an outfit out for the boys. But Sonny didn't want any part of that. He didn't, that's a waste of his time is to go to the mall. Like, he does not want to look at clothes at all.
Well, he will eventually, but he's so cute. He doesn't need to.
I guess not. But I mean, I don't know. It just be nice.
I don't think the girls, though, notice the way the guys dress that much because
they do now. At this age, they do, I think. Because Natalia, she brings it up a lot, but. And also Natalia is Jensen's seat partner, which is kind of funny. She imitates him. But so she sees him every, you know, she goes, yeah, Mom, he dresses nice every day. He goes, all of Sonny's friends dress nice. Sonny's the only one that doesn't. I'm like, really? They all dress nice? She goes, not nice, but Yeah, they will show up in jeans, skinny jeans. Sonny would never put jeans on to save his life.
Well, it's funny that you would say that because we were in this store, Tilly's,
mm-hmm.
which LB told me is too edgy for her.
Oh, really?
I laughed out loud. I was like, this is my kid. It's such a basic bitch.
That's so funny.
She really is. And she will tell you that. She's like, I'm basic.
Yeah,
too edgy. I was like, too edgy? I go, this is sort of like surf clothes.
Yeah.
And she goes, Mom. It's not surf clothes. And I was like, yes, it is. She goes, yeah. It's skater clothes.
Oh, skater. What's the difference?
That's what I said. I go, isn't that the same thing? She goes, no. I was like, all right. I feel like Adam. Now I talk in that voice in my head. All right. Yeah, I thought it was so funny. And I showed her a couple of things that were actually cute that she went, oh, well, I haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But Xander likes skate clothes. Uh-huh. Okay, but he's super picky about – he needs a new pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
He's grown out of his jeans. Mm-hmm. He needs new ones. He's like a size – so he's 11, like almost 11 and a half. So he needs to wear like a size 12
right.
at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But they fit – so he tried on a couple pairs of jeans, but he has this such a specific thing.
Like what? What is he
They
like?
Have to be ripped. They have to be a certain color. They can't be too dark. They need to be distressed.
Mm-hmm.
Not acid wash, not too thick, kind of ripped, and then they have to be kind of skinny jeans.
Uh-huh.
Because we tried on a pair of jeans. He's like, Mom, look at the leg. Because they were kind of straight cut.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, they're too like straight. I go, all right, I see what you're saying. They're kind of boxy.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like they just go. He goes, yeah, it's just, Mom, it's just not cool. I don't like that.
The
leg needs to come in a little bit. I was like, okay, fair enough.
But then
I show him skinnier jeans and he's like, I don't like where the rip – like it's
– he's very specific.
Super specific. So I'm like – so we didn't buy those jeans. But then he had – the T-shirts have to be a brand, long sleeve. It's just a very specific look
that he's going after, which
is so funny. Okay, so I get him a T-shirt at the Chili's.
Okay.
All right. Now, meanwhile – so Sadie gets a lot of LB's hand-me-downs, so I don't spend a lot on her. Now, LB's getting ready to go to camp. LB's got plenty of clothes, but I do notice, I'm just saying, that a lot of her friends, they shop a lot.
Yeah, I know.
And these girls spend a lot of money at the mall.
Yeah.
And LB and I have talked about it because her friends will bring like $100 to the mall.
I know.
And I don't know. Like, they don't need that. All these clothes.
Right.
And LB's like, I know. I'm just saying, like, I'll send LB
$20. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, these girls are whipping out and they're not super rich.
Right.
So I don't know what the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that I'm trying to keep up with the Joneses, but LB has been wanting, she's really into jean shorts.
Uh huh.
Okay. And I feel old school in the fact that I'm like, why are these shorts $40?
I know.
Like, that seems insane to me.
I know.
Right?
Clothes are so fucking expensive.
Right. But then I always go like, you could get a pair of jean shorts at Target for $15. Like, why do we need to spend $40? So my first response is to go, no.
Right.
I'm not buying jean shorts at PacSun.
Right.
No, it's too expensive. Either wait till they're on sale, wait till you have a gift card. Like, But she's like, I just want to show you for the style, like the kind of jean shorts I like. So then I go into PacSun with her and she's just so cute, Lynette.
I know.
And I ended up buying her two pairs.
Oh, my God.
I spent $100 at PacSun because she showed me these jeans. She tried on a whole bunch of them. And I was
she's
so fucking cute.
I know.
She's so cute. She's like a teenager. And then so there were two pairs she was not asking me to buy her both.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of similar. Lynette, I don't know what came over me. They were very similar, but one was like a little bit even more Daisy Dukes, like totally ripped.
Uh-huh.
And then the other pair was like a little more decent.
Right.
Like they kind of rolled up at the. And she had tried them both on and she was like, I don't know which ones. I was like, I'm going to get you a pair. I don't care. I'm getting you a pair.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay, Ada, just which one? We'd narrowed it down to these two.
Right.
And she was like, I mean, I really like these because I really like the bottom because they're frayed, but they are like a little bit short. So I feel like I would wear the other ones more. And I just went, fuck it. I'm buying them both. And then I had that terrible
I know.
Like, what am
you
I
got
doing?
Robbed at the mall.
What am I doing? Why would I do that? They're so similar. She could be fine with just one. What happened to me? Then while I was at it, I bought her a tank top.
She needs something to wear with the shorts.
I know. But then I was like, I draw the line at that other shirt you want. If you want that one, you could wait till you have a gift card. I'm going to be tough. $100 bucks later.
I know. I know.
What
I
happened, know. Lynette? She doesn't need two pairs of ripped jean
I'll
shorts.
I'll tell you. First
They're
of all.
They're almost identical.
Yeah, I know. But like, how often does that happen? How often are you at the mall? I mean, to shop for clothes with her. And it's Elby, too. Like,
I know.
It's Elby. Like, if it was Natalia, I would be no. 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 But when it's somebody that doesn't, that's so appreciative and that's somebody that doesn't always, you know.
No,
not
she's
constantly...
not always hawking me for new clothes.
Right.
She hardly ever asks for anything.
Exactly. So, you know, in my view, it's like, look, get to buy them, you know, whatever. It just
made her so happy, too.
Yes.
I bought her love.
That's right.
I bought some love. No, she's just always, she's just
very
my kid that's
yeah.
always like, Mom, real. And she was so like, what?
She I bet.
Was shocked.
I bet.
Because first I was mad that shorts were $40
right.
in the first place.
And
then
she's
I was like,
going, oh, God.
I was like, you know what? I'm buying them both. And she was honestly, her face, she was like, what? And I was like, I just don't want to make you choose.
Aww.
Plus, what, you need more than one pair of shorts for the summer.
Yeah.
You're going to camp.
Yes.
Less, I was like, less laundry for me.
Right. She'll get a ton of use out of them. I mean, come on.
I know, but
so
I was
cute.
Like, who, what do I think? I'm Erica Jane?
Erica Jane.
And the Real Housewives?
Ooh,
I'm just buying random
Stephanie.
Jean shorts?
Buying two pairs.
I know.
Living on the edge.
And I was like, well, if Kyle can buy herself two Rolexes on a little shopping spree, she can spend $14,000 on a watch.
That's insane.
On two watches. I can
Ooh,
buy two pairs
that.
Of jean shorts
yeah.
and act like I'm rich.
Exactly.
Act like I'm somebody.
Was her friend with her at the mall with you guys?
So Sadie and her friend were off shopping.
Oh, not not Elby's.
And we were with Xander was like tagging along with us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so then at one point. So we met back up with Sadie and her friend.
Mm-hmm. After
and
they shopped over at the
after
Gucci.
After they shopped at Gucci and walked around and bought themselves headbands. They went to Forever 21 and got themselves headbands.
Nice.
The thing that's funny.
$20 will get you pretty far at Forever 21.
Oh, yeah. They bought socks. They each had money. Oh, they went to Bath & Body and found a lotion on sale and got themselves. This is what I love. It was like a buy one, get one free. But they each bought one and then you get a third one. Somehow, whatever they did, they worked some sale
right.
and they found a sale. And then they got themselves a headband and a pair of socks at Forever 21.
That's the best. I love Forever 21.
So then I gave them another $10 to share to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, I'm spending $100 on jean shorts.
Right.
But don't tell them. That was when I was alone. I'm like, okay, you can have $10 and you guys can go.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But it was really funny. They're
I
just
know.
The girl is really funny, and she's just fun. And Sadie's always in such a good mood with her.
That's nice. Did she spend the night or just
no? Because it was Sunday.
Okay.
And then so then they took Xander with them, and the three of them went shopping, and I was just with Elby.
I see.
And that's when we bonded.
That's when
And I spent too much money, but then I'd already bought Xander the shirt. I was like, oh my God, I am like.
I know.
A Beverly Hills housewife
the
at this
thing
point.
Is,
just money for this. And then you're buying them lunch. And then they're having sushi for lunch.
Know,
and ice cream is $22 to get like.
It's insane. I know. I was just going to go to. I needed a shirt for the 10th anniversary thing. Because I wear the same thing all the time. And I'm like, I'm going to go to the mall and get a shirt. And then I was like, Natalia, why don't me and you go to the mall? You can help me find a shirt. And then she's like, okay, can Olivia come? All right. And then it turned into, we're going to go do our thing. We're just going to walk around the Grove. And then this is why I hate going to the mall, because I'm at the mall and I'm on a mission. But then I see a makeup store like NYXE
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love
like,
that store.
Okay, so I go in there and she's like, sit down. And I'm like, I do need foundation. So now I'm sitting there for 20 minutes. She's doing my makeup. So I use this on you. And now she's showing me 25 different things. I just wanted foundation. And I feel bad. So I buy the foundation and then I bought the color correction and I bought the brush that, you got to have the brush. So I got that. But then this is why. So
and then you never use it because I'm like.
No, I know. Then I get home. I'm like, what was I thinking?
The reason I looked great was not because of the brush.
No, I know. Right? I know.
Now I have a brush.
Right. And along with 18 other brushes.
That I'm
going to
use my finger anyway. Like,
yes,
what?
Exactly. When do I ever use
They're
a
like,
brush?
It's all about the brush.
I know,
the
right?
brush, it's $25. It's a great brush,
yes,
though. It'll
great.
Really last you
and
long.
And it'll last you.
You can
know
clean
what?
It.
Yes. They do that. And then you know what happens? You get bristles all over your face. You're stuck. Now you got hair all over your face.
Yeah.
I hate that. So then I was like, I haven't had a watch in a long time. And I watched the Kyle thing with the watch.
Right.
And the watch got put in my head. And I was like, I want a watch. I'm going to buy myself a nice watch. So I bought this watch.
Ooh, it's pretty.
It's a – what's it called? It's a Sonola or whatever.
Okay.
And it was like – it was 20% off. Big whoop. It was like $300.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I haven't had a watch in a long time, and I will wear
did
this every day.
Did you have it postmated to you?
Yeah, I did. No. So I buy
That's
it.
It's really pretty.
Thank you. And it's pretty simple,
it's,
but
it's my
big.
Style. Yeah,
I need
like
to
big
be
watch.
Able to see. Yeah. I wanted to see the number. And then they had the ones with all the like Roman numerals. I'm like, shit, what the fuck? I can't even see real numbers. I'm blind. I'm not going to – I want a watch that has – now you have watches that have numbers on the face, please. And she's like, I got this navy blue. And
oh
I'm like,
God,
it's too dark.
We are becoming old ladies so quickly. I love it.
I know. I'm like, I have to be
able English, please. Can you speak English on the watch?
I know.
Look at these squiggly lines. What is that?
Yeah, what is that? So what is it? Is this a Rams football game? Is this a Super Bowl number? So, okay. But my point is then every time, every stop I made, so then I was – Then I was in the, first of all, okay. So I was in the Bloomingdale's. I went to Macy's and I looked around and did a lap in Macy's and uh-huh. I was like, wow, Macy's has really gone downhill. Like I can't stand anything I'm looking at right now. I just, that silk material I hate and all the flowery, everything's floral now and colors just were like, I was like.
Do you get overstimulated in department stores
yes.
too? I'm like, settle
yes.
down with
right.
all these departments.
Right.
Like, first of all, why don't you just have all the women's clothes in one section?
Right.
I don't need 1,800 different, yeah. I don't need the Eileen Fisher brand over in this corner and then upstairs.
Yes, you got it. If you want athletic wear, you go to the third floor. No,
don't.
Just
that's
keep everything together.
Too much walking.
I know. So then I was like, okay, I bought like a t-shirt. I don't know. So in Macy's. So then I was like, I don't see anything that I like. It was too casual. I was going to wear that one. But then I was like, this is a little casual. And then, so then I go, oh, they have Bloomingdale. Oh, okay. So I go to Bloomingdale's. Anyway, that's when I walked by the watch section. I was like, well, let me get a watch on my way. Now, meanwhile, it's an hour later. And I said, I'll meet you girls back in an hour. I've done nothing.
Right.
Nothing. It's
right.
an hour has gone by. I stopped. I got my whole makeup done. I got whole face of makeup and a t-shirt, a workout t-shirt that I was supposed to buy a nice shirt for a nice event. I buy a workout t-shirt
right.
that I can wear for workout.
Right.
So then I go, okay, I go to Bloomingdale's. I go, okay, they're going to have some nice stuff. So then I'm walking around. I get the watch, and then she does this thing. She goes, would you like – all the time they do this. Do you have a Macy's card? Do you have a Bloomingdale's
oh
card?
God.
Do you have a Nordstrom card? No, I don't have a – fuck. I have a credit card. I'm just going to pay with my credit card. Thank you. No. Would you like to open one? You'll save – and I know I could save money, but no, I don't. I don't want 10 cards. I don't need a Bloomingdale's card. I don't need a Macy's. I just want to buy my thing and leave. Can I just go, okay, what's your phone number? It's like, what – why do you need my phone number,
because
my address?
Because if you open up your account right now, you can save
right.
20%. And then the next time you come
yes.
in, you can save 5%. And then there's going to be a sale, but only for people who have a Macy's card.
Only
and then you're like, okay.
Right. Oh, or if you want to buy this now, but come back in 5 days and pick it up, that because then that's when we're going to have the sale. Why don't you do that? Like, no, I just want my shit. So I'm buying the watch. Then she does the thing where the watch doesn't – I'm like, well, wait a second. So I'm buying this watch, but it's loose. Now I got to go get it tightened. And she goes, yes, it's only up the stairs and three doors down from the mall, not from a store. You
oh,
got to
no.
go outside of the mall and walk down to a watch place, apparently.
No.
To get. I said,
can't they do it right there?
That's what I wanted. I said, no. And then she's like, ma'am, I actually do have – somebody broke my tool. I could have done it, but somebody broke it.
Oh, God.
And I was like, well, then forget it. And she goes, no. She didn't want to lose the sale.
Right.
I go, I'm not going to – This is what I just want to buy my watch and leave. I don't want to give you my social security number and my phone number and open up a
account.
And then I don't want to walk 10 blocks down to – I got two girls waiting for me because they're hungry.
Right.
Can I just get a watch?
Fix the fucking watch or don't.
Right. And then I'm like, maybe – then I'm trying on other watches to see if they fit just because I don't want to go get it sized.
Right.
And then I'm like, what am I doing? I want to get the one watch. So she goes, no. She goes, are you in a hurry? And I go – I go, why do I seem like I'm in a hurry? She goes, yes, but I will do it as fast as I can. If you can come back in 15, 20 minutes. And I was like, all right, because I was going to go upstairs.
Right.
Anyway, so then she says, so then she fixes it. I come back and then she goes, so you don't want to. I said, no, I don't want to open up things. She goes, okay, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Now she's trying to like scan numbers. And she goes, because are you going to still buy something here? And I go, yeah. And then she goes, well, then you'll get a discount when you go upstairs to go buy your shirt. You'll get a discount. So she's scanning a number and she's not getting it. And I'm waiting.
Oh my God.
And waiting. And Natalia's calling, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? We're hungry. Just wait. I said, I still need to. She goes, you didn't get a shirt yet? I go.
And Natalia's like, Mom, we're bonding right now.
I know. It's our mother-daughter, Olivia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Olivia and I have already bonded now. So I'm like, lady, please. Can I just get my watch? I just want to get my watch and go. She goes, no. You are. You're getting your watch. And then she's trying to scan. She goes, this way, you give them your phone number. And she's like talking while she's trying to do it. Then you'll get it. Like she's trying to drown out the situation that she's trying to scan the thing and it's not beeping. Then it beeps. Then she goes on to the next thing. And I'm like,
oh my God, what is wrong with department stores? I hate them all.
I hate that.
Every time, if you try to ever buy anything from like a Clinique counter or Estee Lauder, it's the same thing. Yeah, they need like your firstborn's.
Yes, they want your phone number.
You're like, well, that social security number is in a card in a safe deposit box. You're like, well, can you go get it?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
No, I know. Just
can you call your bank? No, I can't.
It just doesn't end.
You're like, well, you're going to get 5% off, but we have.
And then they want to go above and beyond and help you, right? They're going to help. She's going to help me by scanning something. To attach it to my phone number. I don't know what she's doing, what magic she's doing. So then, after 20 minutes of this stupid situation, then I go upstairs to go buy what I got to get. And then I'm checking out. And then she goes, do you have a phone number with us? And I go,
oh my God.
Okay,
this is going to be such agita.
I know. I go, but okay, so the lady downstairs put my number in, my phone number. So now I'm going to finally something's going to pay off. So I'm up there now. I give her my phone number and she goes, nope, you're not in the system. And I go,
oh my God.
I said, see this watch? I just bought this watch. It's like $300 downstairs about 10 minutes ago. She just did this whole thing and I stood there because I wanted the discount. So, and she goes, well, sometimes when – oh, before I gave her that whole thing, she goes, sometimes the phone number's old. And I go, no. I was
– you're like – you 10 goes, minutes
right,
old?
Right.
Because I gave it to her 10 minutes ago.
Right. Then she goes,
hopefully my phone number didn't expire.
Oh, then she does this. Then she goes, let me call downstairs. I go,
no.
Just fucking check me out. I got to go. This is why I don't like to go to the mall.
Me too.
Now imagine if you're behind somebody that wants to take advantage of all this. Oh, yeah, I do want to open up a card. Then you're standing there waiting and waiting and waiting. And then she's opening up her card, opening up her own credit card. Or then she's putting it – or she's got to return something. I always get behind the person that's got to return something.
Me too.
And wants all the – and it's just like this is why I hate going to the
mall.
This
is why I shop online.
Yes. Yes.
I know the kids like going to the mall, but I get – totally defeated all those lines and all those dumb people hassle.
It's a kasha.
And they never have anything I want. I like to go to TJ Maxx or go to like Nordstrom Rack, like one store that's got a lot of different choices. Mm-hmm. But then half the time, this is another problem I have though. I'm so glad you bought yourself a watch because I end up spending money on the kids and I won't even buy myself a pair of sweats. I'll talk myself out of it. I'll be like, do I really?
I know.
I literally wanted to go to the mall because John made fun of me the other day because I was wearing this pair of camouflage sweats and I'm wearing a pair now, but it was a different pair. I have this pair of green camouflage sweats and they're men's sweats.
Uh-huh.
And I love those sweats.
Yes.
And sometimes do I wear them like 2 days in a row? Possibly three, maybe yes.
Did I sleep in them too? Yeah.
Did I sleep in them and wear them 3 days in a row? Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Okay. So sue me. I wasn't going to the gym during the middle of that time. Sometimes I'll change out of them.
Right.
put on something else.
Yeah, you're not an animal.
And then I put right, I'm not a monster. John goes, honey, can I, no offense. He's like, I'm just asking, just an innocent question. Have you showered in between,
oh my God,
in between wearing those sweats for 3 days? And I was like, maybe I haven't, maybe I haven't. I'm trying to keep some mystery in the relationship. You don't need to know every shower I take. Yeah. So anyway, I was like, part of the problem is I have a few pairs of sweats, mm-hmm. and I like to wear sweats.
Me too.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to constantly do laundry.
I know.
So I was like, maybe I should just get myself another pair of sweats. Oh, because
right.
I have one pair that is frayed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, I'm an adult woman.
Yeah.
I can have more than one pair of sweats.
Right.
Like, I don't need to. They're my play clothes.
Yes.
I don't need to wear stuff that has holes in it.
I know.
I can throw those away.
Mm-hmm.
But then I won't. I will literally talk myself out of buying sweats that are like $16. I'll be like, do I really need them?
Yeah.
Because then also I'm like, oh, I don't want to try them on.
I know. That's the hat.
I
got to
take off my shoes.
I know. I don't want to try anything on.
Take off my yoga pants.
Right.
Put on a pair of sweats that I know what sweats look like.
I know.
So then
what
I'm like, maybe I should just buy them. But then I go, then I look at the line and I go,
talk myself
do
right
I really
out of
need
it.
Another pair of sweats? I mean, I have three.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
And then I leave, but then I spend $100 on LVs, on jean shorts.
That's the thing.
No problem.
Right.
No problemo.
Right.
As you would say.
But you know, look. Here's
on myself,
the thing.
I can't spend $10.
I'm
like, ah.
I don't. The thing is like, I never go to the mall. I haven't gone to the mall in a long time. I'm still wearing makeup that I've had for years. Like, I buy it at Rite Aid. So I buy. To my wonder, there they are, the same brand that's at Rite Aid, NYX or whatever, has their own store now at the mall.
Right.
And it's right at the entrance when you walk in. So I'm like, see you, girls. Oh, what do we have here, you know? So, but I don't like the parking, the traffic. It's just all a kashat, and it's a pain in the ass.
But that's why, and not an ad, but that's why Wander Beauty, that's why when we get to try products and then we like them, I fall in love because I like to order the stuff online.
Exactly.
Because I don't want to go to the store and stand at a makeup counter.
Mm-mm.
I like to find a product I like. I do the same thing with – I have this Kiehl's – it's a concentrate oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kiehl's Midnight Recovery Oil. I feel like I got it – I don't think I ever bought it for myself.
Yeah.
Either
it
was
like a gift bag.
Or I got it in a gift bag. Yeah, somehow I got it and I tried it. Oh, I know how I got it. I got it when I worked at, when I was doing parental discretion.
Mm-hmm.
They gave me, they give you presents a lot.
Right,
Nickelodeon
right.
gave me a whole Kiehl's.
It's a nice gift.
Thing with like different Kiehl's products.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved this oil. So it's very expensive though.
Yeah.
But guess what? I go find it on eBay. I find people who have like a bottle of it that doesn't have the box anymore.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they got a sample. I don't know where they get it.
I don't
want to know.
Yeah.
It's probably stolen. I don't care. But if I can get it for instead of $100 for $35 on eBay with free shipping.
Totally.
I know what I like and I just find it as cheap as I can and order it.
Is it good?
I love it. I put it on before bed.
What's it called?
Called Kiehl's Midnight Recovery Concentrate.
Why do you like it?
Because it's an oil that's not
oily.
Super oily. It doesn't – it's not like putting oil on your face. It doesn't have a residue.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like my skin looks better
your
every
skin
time
does
I
look
use
good.
I use this stuff every night. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only stuff that I find that I go, oh, my skin looks better when I use it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it doesn't –
when you find that, you got to stick with it.
Yeah. So I just – anyway, I think you can understand we don't like going shopping. Time for an ad, though.
Let's talk about Mathnasium.
Yes. Love Mathnasium.
Mm-hmm.
Kids love it.
Yes, kids do love it. I've taken my kids to Mathnasium. You know what they like, too? The people are young and kind of hip, at least at our location. And they also know the curriculum that your kids are doing. And the also thing that I love about it is that they go and they get their homework done there. So you don't have to sit at home and struggle and cry over the homework. You just send them off to Mathnasium and Mathnasium will do the homework with them.
Yeah. A lot of kids struggle in math. I think it's the biggest struggle. And math is such a fact-based thing.
Yeah.
So if you're doing, say, Singapore math like my kids, it's a thing that can actually be taught so that they understand what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go as many times as they want. You sign up for it.
Yeah.
And they motivate them. They give them like – they have prizes.
Right.
They have stickers. They do things to make them have fun with
it
when they complete their assignments.
Yeah. Yep. And all ages. So not just elementary. You can go.
Oh, yeah. You can go in high school.
K through 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys can try. Why don't you guys try Mathnasium and tell us what you think? Go to mathnasium.com/FCOL and try one of their programs. Or you can call 877-854-6284 and check them out like we do.
Yeah. Learn about the program
mm-hmm.
and go through us to learn about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mathnasium. Also, HERS. Getting birth control can be a hassle.
Yeah.
That's what
I remember taking my niece to Planned Parenthood for the first time when she was – I told Wendy that I was taking her to a hip-hop dance class in the Valley and picked her up and took her to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah, because she had a boyfriend. And Wendy wasn't going to do anything. Wendy didn't want to know. Didn't want. Well, she wasn't allowed to have a boyfriend. And her – she Jackie was afraid of her mom. And she was like – and I was like, but so you're doing it with – you know, she's married to him still now to this day. And she's like, yeah, Auntie Lynette. And I don't want – I said, no, I know. Okay. All right. I'll take care of it. I'm going to tell your mom I'm taking you to a hip-hop dance class.
Yeah. You're like, wear some sweats.
Yeah.
And a sports bra.
Yeah. So I took her to her very first gyno – anyway.
Well, now they have HERS.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having to go to your gyno's office, you know, get
just
your
like
new
the mall,
stuff, wait
right.
for her to come, make phone calls. Yeah, you can get your birth control delivered to you when you need it, where you need it, no judgment. And they have a physician available to answer any questions you might have.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where were they when I was a teenager?
Yes. They, for HERS, puts the purchasing power back in your hands. They bundle all the costs of receiving your BC into one low price of $30 and without the need for insurance. So
nice.
You don't have to know, you don't have to book time to go to your doctor's appointment, no pharmacy lines, no insurance company.
That's great.
Yeah, it's called For HERS. And right now, our listeners can get their first month of birth control from forhers.com for just $5. Wow.
Wow, that's really cool.
Right now, while supplies last and subject to the doctor's approval. So that's ForHERS, ForHERS.com/FCOL. I have a feeling we're going to move a lot of birth control.
Yeah.
$5.
$5.
Get your birth control. Do
it. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Anywho.
I feel like I had something else to tell you, but yeah. That was our mall trip. This morning, okay, so, you know, they moved the clocks.
Aye.
Which, really, they need to put an end to that.
I know.
There's no point.
I know.
My kids were, so, you know, as you guys know, today's Monday, whatever.
Yeah. Come on. Let's put the charade is over.
Practically crying this morning.
Yeah.
Were your kids sad about getting up?
Yes. They did not want to get up. I didn't want to get up. It was kind of, it was very hard. Especially, too, because we were out, you know, until like 8:30 on a Sunday night. And then we came, I don't know. It was just, ugh.
And it's like for your body, it was supposed to be 7:30.
Right.
But for some reason, it feels like that time when you go mm-hmm. to bed. But then it feels earlier when you wake up.
Yes. Fall
very
back.
Tricky.
Jimmy was
Time's
talking about
a tricky bitch.
Jimmy was talking about that, the thing. He's like, yeah, no. So the time changes. And he's like, but my wife tricked me because she's like, no, it's the good one. And he was like, oh. And then he realized it's not the good one. Yeah. And she goes, no, it's good for the kids. It keeps, he goes, no, it's not good. I don't care if it's good for the kids. It's not good for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the bad one.
The good one is late is in the fall.
Yeah.
Because you fall back.
Yeah. Adam's like, I wish I could just fall back. Constantly go just fall back until we're, you know, rebirth.
Oh, my God. I love that.
I know.
Yes. Every season, we should just go back an hour.
Just keep going back.
Yes.
Nobody will get old.
Oh, my God. I honestly love that idea.
I know.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Every year, we should just be like, oh, my God, we'll get an extra hour of sleep.
Yes. Why can't we
Who's
do that?
Who's that going to hurt?
Right.
Why is that going to hurt anybody?
Yes. And who made the law anyways that we have to change times?
Why do we have to go back
to
the original time? Why do we ever have to catch back up?
I don't know. What is
that
about?
Like we owe time. Like you owe us. We'll get you. We'll get you in 6 months.
Right.
No.
No. Let's just
I want to just work on the deficit.
Right. Yes. God dang.
Keep going back. Keep falling back.
Yeah, keep falling back. Keep falling back. Yeah,
I did not appreciate it.
No.
And then the kids were up late.
Yeah.
And does this ever happen to you?
Yes.
I'll look at my kids. I'll be like, you fuckers have not had a shower in like 2 weeks.
Oh, my
Seriously.
God, Sonny.
I'm like, when's the last time you had a shower? When's the last time? And LB will look at me. LB's guilty of it. And she's 14. Get your ass in the shower. I'll be like, LB. Honestly, when's the last time you took a shower? She'll be like, honestly, I don't know.
Can we change the subject? Yeah, they don't want to.
Get in the shower right now.
Yeah.
So then I go, you know what? None of you guys have had a shower it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing towels in the laundry. Let's just put it that way. Washing your clothes a lot because you just change clothes and think we're good.
Like it's no problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, all three of them had to take a shower. But by the time I realized that they'd been tricking me with no showers, it was already like 10 o'clock at night.
I know.
Maybe it was 9:30. But by the time they were all out of the shower, you know, okay, so they don't want to go in the shower for weeks. But then when they go in, suddenly.
Then they're in. No, I know.
They're in for life.
Right. I know. It's the same thing. They'd never want to take a shower once they get in. What are you doing in there? Hello?
Oh, my God. It's like they're singing.
Yes,
they're probably on their iPads in there. Probably playing Roblox Shower Edition. I'm like, get the fuck out of the shower.
I thought
you wanted me in the shower. I'm like, now I want you out of the shower. I'm like, it's been a half hour.
Oh, Adam will not. If he's around, he'll be like, is he still in the shower? Hey, Sonny, get out of the shower. You're in there too long. I'm putting a timer on next time. Like, he doesn't. Mm-mm. And Adam gets in the shower. It takes him 2 seconds because he doesn't soap up.
Right. John takes a lot of showers. I get a little shower judgment if I haven't taken a shower. But sometimes I'm like, if I go to the gym, then I need a shower. If I don't go to the gym, I smell pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
I know. Like, I don't smell.
Right.
Yeah, it's
called deodorant.
Right.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids always forget deodorant and they stink and then they don't take a shower and then I have to yell at them. So, so last night by the time everyone went to bed, it was late and I was yelling.
It's
and I'm like, why do I have to – why? Like why when I – if I say, hey guys – because this is me, the beginning of it. I'm like, guys, you haven't had a shower in like – since last leap year or whenever. It's time for a shower. Then they'll go, okay.
You go first.
Yeah.
Sadie, go first.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll wait until Sadie's done.
Then it's 15 minutes, and I'm like into a new podcast. So I don't. I'm like, then I have to stop put my podcast on pause, and go. Hey, I said get in the shower. Why is the shower not running? And then I'm like, okay, that should do it. So then I get back, go back. I'm like, get back into my 20 or 60 minutes or. Maddie, the girl who was kidnapped in Portugal.
Right.
I'm like, all right.
What's going? What? Okay, go on.
Yeah. Then I'm like. What the hell?
Then
15
still
more
on
minutes
the
go by, and then I'm like, now I have to take my earbuds out, put it on pause because I have it unplugged in. I'm trying to rejuice my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Put it down on the bed. Get up. Now the dog gets up because the dog's like, where are you going?
You hate that? I know.
I'm like, walk out into the other room. They're on the couch. I'm like, hey, I told you to take a shower. And then I also yelled a reminder to take a shower. Nobody's in the shower.
Right.
Somebody better get in the shower. Then I hear some squabbling about it. And then I have to say it again. And then I'll get one of them going, all right, we're about to get in the shower.
Why do you got to get so mad?
Right.
Yeah, I know. Natalia calls me ticky, ticky time bomb. But like, honestly, it's because I have to ask for the 18th time. That's why. You know, why do you got to get so mad? All right. God, settle down. You have anger issues. That's our new thing. Like, I have anger. And I'm not trying to compare anybody. But do you ever see me do that to Sonny? Like, I don't say that to her. But really do. And I said it in therapy with Adam and Brittany. Because Adam says sometimes that I snap. He goes, well, you do. And Natalia thinks you do get snappy. I go, okay, assholes. First of all, I get snappy when I'm asking somebody to do something for the 18th time or nobody listens or I tried to tell you and you didn't listen or blah, 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 blah. There's a reason why I get snappy. And why is it that you can be snappy? Why can't I have a husband that just goes, oh, it's just Lynette. Leave her alone. Oh, Lynette. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Why can't I have that?
Although we would find that to be condescending.
Yeah, I know, right?
We wouldn't like that.
Right.
But
I know.
No, you know what?
Like,
but why
can't
they just be like, well, Ma, you know,
Right.
Then go take your shower then. Right. So mom doesn't have to get mad.
Exactly.
How about that?
But I don't. Do you see me snap at Sunny? Do I snap at Olga? Do I snap at anybody else? No. So maybe you're the source.
That was the Patreon. That was when I said that, well, yeah, that because John thinks I'm irritable.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, but I'm irritable with you.
Right.
The kids don't find me irritable. I'm actually in a pretty cheery mood a lot with them.
Right. Right. Yeah. That's in therapy. That's what we were. Did I talk about that last week, last Monday?
On Patreon.
On Patreon.
That didn't air.
That didn't air. Well,
but you can
talk
about it now.
I'll talk. Oh, yeah. Like Adam and I went. We go to the therapist, Brittany. It's Brittany, bitch.
It's Brittany, bitch. You were going that night.
I was going that night, and I did have a beef.
Yeah, that you were, like, going to save for him.
Yeah. I don't remember it now. But it was so – the snappiness, you know, like, oh, it's like – Lynette's always – she's not always, but she's – you know, you do get in a bad mood. I go, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm not in a bad mood around the kids. Who's the one that gets up after dinner and goes into his office and just goes in there? Why? I don't have the luxury of doing that.
Right.
They follow – the dog – everybody follows me everywhere I go.
Right.
You know? So I don't have that luxury of just going, all right, I'm done eating. I'm just going to go, you guys do the dishes. I'm going to go, well, no. I have to be out in the kitchen, cleaning the kitchen, putting everything away, making their lunches. I have to be
– first of all, we're like doctors that are on call all the time because
right. –
Adam could probably be in the room because this will happen. Like John could be sitting in the room with them on the couch and I could be, you know, 20,000 leagues mm-hmm. under the ocean and they will find a way to lower themselves. They will put on scuba gear to come down and go, mom, can I get $5 of Roblox? Can I get Robux?
The sound of the submarine.
I'll be hiding under in a cave, in an ocean cave, trying to listen to a podcast. Yeah. Submarine.
Beep. Beep. Mom. Beep. Echoing. I could be 20 leagues.
It's just pitch black. And I'll just see a light coming from their head. You know, from their, like, head, they're like helmet, like just a light coming off. Mom. Mom. Can I get Robux? What?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh, my ribs hurt.
No, you can't ask Dad. You couldn't have asked Dad that. You had to go. You had to get in a submarine. You had to gear up, put on a wetsuit.
Bring the dog with you.
Get in a submarine. Take a year to go all the way down into the ocean to ask me.
Oh, my God. You got to take your earbuds out.
And by the way, John probably wouldn't have even said no.
Oh,
like, that's
God.
The thing. So I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh my god. Oh my
Mom.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So we have to be available is what you're saying.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so we get irritable.
Yes, we get yes. That's my point.
Yeah, cuz all roads lead back
right.
to us.
Right. And it's like after
Mom, can you sign this form?
Yeah, I know. Oh my god. Ugh. And the dog, too, though. It's true. Every time I get up and leave the room, the dog's got to follow me. And the dog makes noise, too. He's not like, you know,
right.
Tinkerbell. And he just – and it's in the morning sometimes, early morning.
Tinkerbell.
I got to, like, feed him.
Right.
And the kids are sleeping over or whatever. I'm like, don't wake anybody up. And then he goes and he's got to go push the door open and go in everybody's rooms. And the dog follows me everywhere. And so why – so, okay. So then when I sit down and have 5 minutes of alone time, you want to come in and talk to me. About, I don't know, I don't care. Oh, God, why are you being so bitchy?
Yeah.
Well, that's bitchy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I think she's got depression.
Yeah.
You'd be fucking depressed too, bitch.
Well, that's the thing that we were kind of going off on Patreon, which is so funny. It's just the, then you finally just go, I'm sorry. I can't hear this right now. And then they're like, okay, wow.
Jesus. All right.
Wow.
Wow.
So irritable.
Wow.
You've just become an irritable person. Maybe you need some like an antidepressant or some, look into some herbs or something for that irritability. May, are you going through the change? I'm like, that was 5 years ago. This is my personality now.
I'm in pain right now. I am. I seriously am in pain. I broke a rib.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, you talk for a second.
You know what? Quip. Quip is, okay, I can honestly say that I have a quip.
Me too.
And I love it. And it's like an electric toothbrush, but it's not, remember when in the old days, in old-timey days, electric toothbrush was like your whole bathroom counter was just one.
Right.
It was like a huge, it was like, I don't know what you compare it to.
Yeah. And also like I always was jealous when people had it. Like, how come you have one? How come I am?
It was super fancy.
Right, right, right.
You were like, only really rich people have. Celebrities.
Yes. They have somebody that brushes, something that brushes their own teeth. They don't have to move their hand up and down real fast. They just stick it in their mouth. Done.
But it was like an entire, like a compressor, an air compressor or something that was on your counter. You couldn't keep anything else there.
Yes.
Now it's just like a
tubes
toothbrush.
And wires. Yeah. You know what they did. One was for the air, one was for the water.
Yes. Yes.
What am I, in a dentist office?
Yes. Get some nitrous oxide in case your gums hurt.
Oh, God, please.
Now it's just a toothbrush, and it just, it's like a little slim case, and it just recharges itself.
It's awesome.
It's great.
Somebody loves it too now, especially if you've got a kid with braces.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. John is in love with his.
Mm-hmm.
We both have one. And they start at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/FCOL right now, you get your first refill pack for free. And here's the thing.
You can use it under the ocean. Sorry, go ahead.
Mom, I can't buy my Quip.
The light.
You just see their mouth, the toothpaste in it. They come all the way under the ocean to show you that they can't. Where do I spit? Here's the thing. If you just had a regular pulsing toothbrush, you would have to replace it more often than you would have to replace your Quip, because you just have to replace the head.
Yes.
The heads are $5 and they're every like few months.
Yes.
It's so reasonable.
Yes. It is a great thing. And it's backed by Dennis, right?
Yes,
Dennis,
absolutely.
Recommend.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 3 out of 4 of us use bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective. So that's why the American Dental Association has thousands of verified 5-star reviews.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
So do it. Getquip.com/FCOL. Also, real quick, Patreon. Mm-hmm. We talked all about the Wondery
sword and scale
stitch this week.
Yeah.
It's pretty juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out. You only have to be a member for $5 a month to get all of our bonus content.
I'm sad. If that show goes away, I will be very sad.
I don't think it's going away.
I hope not.
And if you pay us $50 a month, which is only $15 a week, your business gets a shout out, like the Comedy Film Nerds, which is my friends Graham Elwood and Chris Mancini. They review new releases and they chat with a guest every week. Check them. Just at least give their show a try so they know they're not wasting their money on us.
Yeah.
It's free on iTunes, comedyfilmnerds.com.
Give them 5 stars on iTunes if you
want.
Yes,
give them a review. That'd be so nice.
Yes.
They would love that.
Yeah.
Also, Letty Molina she works for Hemp Works, HEMPWORX/L Molina. And they do CBD oil. They even have the stuff for dogs. I've been seeing people on our Facebook group interacting with her, asking questions.
That's nice.
They do dog treats. Plus the oil, the bacon-flavored oil. I've been giving it to Penelope, and I am noticing a difference.
Nice.
So you guys should try it.
Yes.
Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy podcast, where it's another mom podcast. You can't get enough talking about parenting.
Mm-mm.
Check out her show at shamelessmom.com. And last but not least, the Wayne Foundation. It's a nonprofit dedicated to helping girls out of sexual trafficking. And I just listened to a 2020
Oh, really?
About sexual trafficking, a podcast, the podcast version.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so glad the Wayne Foundation exists. They're doing good work.
Yes.
WayneFDN.org. Do you know that Ashton Kutcher, mm-hmm. like, is really
he's
into
very
that?
Big
yeah,
for
very
it.
Big
mm-hmm.
activist.
Yeah.
I bet he's given money to the Wayne Foundation.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. That's it.
He's hot, too.
Super hot.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank
we love you.
You
guys. Give us a good review.
Yeah. Why don't you?
Give us 5 stars.
Give us 5 stars.
Don't give us 2 stars.
Don't
That's
be,
rude.
No, come on. Don't be lazy either. If you're going to go 2, just go 5. And if you're going to take the time to go do that, then don't.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm, right?
Skip it.
Save yourself 5 minutes.
All right. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.